Prince Edward Lennox and Abington Social Services will see additional funding this year from the Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit. With nearly an extra $110,000, they'll be able to support up to 20 individuals. $5.5 million is being allocated provincially to top up the benefit this year. The province is hoping to free up emergency shelter spaces for people living in encampments. The county received correspondence in December from the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, regarding three funding opportunities. The letter provides details on how the funding is to help address encampments and homelessness. Prince Edward Lennox and Addington Social Services has received funding from the benefit for the last 3 years, including an original total of just over $135,000 for this year. With the addition, their total is now just under $250,000 for the fiscal year. The county did not have any projects ready in order to be eligible for the other two opportunities. Manager of Social Services Scott Robertson explains the point of the benefit and notes what they're working on now.
The Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit, that's to fund people who are in our transitional housing program, to move them from transitional housing so that they can move into permanent housing, freeing up space for people in encampments. And we're in the process of doing that. There was some tight timelines, so we're just working on it now. And we already have one person from a private encampment in the town of Greater Napanee out at on the west end of Bridge Street who's moving from that encampment into our transitional housing.
Robertson explains the process they're going through now with local individuals.
We have to find places for, I think, another 8 folks in our who are living in our transitional housing. We can move them into private market full rental, like private market rental housing. They get the subsidy to make it affordable, and then that frees up a spot in our transitional housing to allow somebody from an encampment to move in. And we have this, we have to kind of take action on everybody we're going to help with this funding by March 31st.
The funding that some individuals received from Ontario Works was brought into question regarding if Pelas staff are directing individuals to encampments and if the Ontario Works funding would go towards them living in the encampment. Director of Social Services Lynn Chenier explained the reality of the situation.
I did go back after our last council meeting and confirmed that staff are not referring people to encampments. They're having fulsome conversations about what the person's housing options may be, whether that's staying with friends or family, renting a room, securing their own place if they have the income to do that. So they're having a fulsome conversation, and sometimes options work out, sometimes they don't.
At their November 20th meeting, Councillor Terry Richardson made a motion for County Council to seek legal opinion on the matter of providing financial assistance for those living at encampments. Acting Director of Social Services Pam Kent explained the opinion they received, noting that withholding the money would create more of a liability.
If somebody is eligible under the Act, then financial assistance is a benefit they are eligible for, and actually withholding it would create a liability rather than avoiding it. And also under the Ontario Works Act, there is no requirement for service managers to assess compliance with other relevant legislation such as zoning, fire code, building code, etc.
Chenier, citing the legislation they work under, noted her opinion on any potential liability for the county.
I don't believe that there's any liability on behalf of Pelas or the county because we are following the legislation that we work under and have been tasked with upholding. Pelas does not have any ability at all to withhold the funds. So if we've received verifiable shelter costs that the person is required to pay, then we are to issue it under the Ontario Works Act, and that's the legislation that we fall under.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.